So yesterday I had to fill the car up with gas, and in a testament to how out of it I am these days with so much going on, I popped open the gas lid, the lid to the gas tank or whatever, and I took my credit card and attempted to insert it into the car's gas tank opening. I thought this isn't right. So then I turned around and I put it in the actual gas pump machine. Yeah. And then when it asked for my zip code, I entered one that I haven't used in over 10 years.
Now, these are sort of signs of senility.
I think we have too many plates spinning in this crazy world of show business. I think that's what it is. But you know what I need? I need a good show here just to sort of calm things down.
Have you heard the Octopus Project?
I haven't, but it sounds perfect.
Yeah. You know, it's like eight arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wrap themselves around you. They're going to give you a big hug
of music.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
No, a hug of music.
Oh, eight arms hugging you. Not a hugger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. And they're wet, too. You don't like wet or hugs.
I hate moisture and I hate hugs.
All right, here it comes, the Octopus Project. This song's called Sharp Teeth.
It doesn't sound very comforting.
Thank you.
Well, I love that.
I don't know how many times you look at my Instagram pictures, but the other night, because they were in town in Washington, this is...
It sounds like steel drums. Doesn't this sound like steel drums they've filtered through something?
Yeah, most of those electronics are this woman. The group's The Octopus Project is this woman who plays a bunch of different keyboard setups, plays guitar too. But she is a fantastic emotive theremin player. And she looks like she just popped off a 1950s magazine, hair kind of bobbed up and curled and addressed it straight out of a 1950s magazine. The band is Fierce. People have told me over the years that this is one of the best bands to see in Austin. And yet, even though they've played South by Southwest, I've never seen the Octopus Project. They've been at it for almost a dozen years.
I loved how big that got. I did not predict that it was going to get that loud. That was nice.
And they're mostly instrumental. This is one of the rare vocal treats that we get. The album's called Fever Forms by the Octopus Project, and it's out already. It came out in July.
Well, I think I'm going to have to go to Nine Inch Nails out of that. It sounds, you know, you might not think that it would go well together, but it actually does. Nine Inch Nails and Trent Reznor, I think this guy is kind of a genius. He's about to release the first new Nine Inch Nails record in 5 years. The last album was 2008's The Slip. He's been busy since then with the soundtracks he did with Atticus Ross for The Social Network and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and he put out a How to Destroy Angels record. That was just out in March. Then just this past May, Reznor came out and he said, look, I've got to be honest with you. I've been secretly working on a new Nine Inch Nails record, and we now know that that album is going to be called Hesitation Marks. Last week, we got our first taste of the new record with a song called Copy of A that they put out as a video. And now we've got a new song, so I'd like to play the cut from Hesitation Marks called Everything. I survived. Lord. I just think nobody makes records that sound quite the way the records that Trent Reznor has his hands on. It's just, this cut called Everything is practically an upbeat pop song compared to the rest of the record.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by how poppy it was.
Yeah, Hesitation Marks is the rest of the record. But, you know, so much, he just creates this world of sound, and it's not quite as obvious on that particular
cut. Somebody just broke in, but keep going.
It's not quite as obvious on that track, but he creates, you know, you don't remember, we've talked about this, Bob, you don't remember your dreams, but I have these dreams sometimes that are just the most horrifying nightmares. And you ask, well, what happened? And I can't tell you that anything bad happened. It's just a vibe. It's just more of a feeling and a mood in the dream. And I feel like that's what listening to some of his songs are like. They're like a nightmare, but I can't put my finger on any specific bad thing that happens. But there's just this vibe that just terrifies me in the sounds. And anyway, I'm just so excited for this new Nine Inch Nails record. It comes out September 3rd. Hesitation Marks.
Excellent.
It's dark, Robin.
Yeah. Now, it got pretty dark. Now, that cut, you know, like I said, that cut is practically an upbeat pop song compared to the rest of the album and much of what Nine Inch Nails is all about. But
I've got an upbeat pop song.
That voice is Sammy Yenigan.
Hi.
You know, this is actually really appropriate that Sammy's joining us, because I noticed Sammy has a little bandage on his arm there.
Yeah, I gave blood today.
And, you know, Hesitation Marks, you know what that's a reference to? People who...
Oh, I don't want to know. Okay, queasy.
Oh, wow.
Well, they'll have a little mark on their arm where before...
Sammy, do you like balloons and cotton candy?
Y'all love it.
It's a hesitation because you're hesitating.
And because I do, too, and yeah. I like candy apples and...
Yo, I've got this song that's about love, and it's just
Robin,
like...
Could you
boring!
Could you go get me a drink?
It's super upbeat and fun.
Can we play it?
It's called One, and it's by this guy named Seven Davis Jr. It's actually...
no relation to Sammy Davis.
No. But certainly a pun on the
Seven
name.
Seven Davis.
Seven awesome. Davis Jr. It's his debut EP, and this is a song that all summer for me has just been this sort of upbeat, funky, love, dancey, you know, raw, soulful vibe. Really cool, fun song. So let's pick it up out of the doldrums, huh?
Please.
Doldrums. What's up with you and me? What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up?
So across the way, Scott Simon's doing a very serious interview and everybody's in here dancing. This is NPR.
Well, that talk about an earworm, man, that'll keep me up all night just hearing what's up.
It's called One by Seven Davis Jr. It's out on Must Have Records, which is a new record label that everyone should check out. Cool, funky music. And
this is your late summer jam.
It's your late summer jam.
It's your late summer
jam. It's my late summer
jam. It's been your all summer jam.
It should be everyone's late summer jam.
Awesome. Is it yours, Franny Kelly?
You guys are having a good time down there.
Really good time. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, Franny. I like music. I really do. And I have a feeling that Bob and Sammy and you do too. Yeah.
Did you hear that song? I don't know if you're on the line yet.
I sent it to Franny a little while ago. Did you listen?
I heard you guys saying, what's up, what's up, what's up. Like,
play 7 seconds. Heard. Ready?
That's hot. It's LA. I'm going to talk about LA too.
From LA, you've got the New Earl sweatshirt.
Yeah, man. It is much more relaxed than that one was, though.
It's a bit dark, too.
It seems like the word broody is real popular as relates to him these days. Earl Sweatshirt is a rapper out of the Los Angeles loose collective rap crew called Odd Future that blew up sort of with the charisma of Tyler, the Creator, charismatic and controversial. And Earl Sweatshirt is sort of the strangest, most cerebral member of the group. And this album has been highly, highly, highly anticipated, especially by people who love quote-unquote lyrical rap, rap that is all about writing and reading. I mean, I think introspective is a nice word, thoughtful. He's a little bit cagey, but it's also kind of aggressive. And I think that might be what you're talking about, Bob, with, mm-hmm. with the darkness.
Yeah.
And I think that comes from a sort of being in an unstable place in your life and trying to sort things out very publicly and also really being maybe the best. You know that feeling like when you're really, really good, like maybe people are going to come for you?
It's a constant fear of mine.
Well, I mean, this is not, this is, we just had this conversation with Dave Grohl and about Nirvana, and I've been thinking a lot about Kurt Cobain, and that was sort of some of the stuff he was going through. He was a little older. That same idea, like, it's just overwhelming, and you can't believe it's this good, and something's going to happen. And...
Well, you know, Earl's dad was a poet, and he talks about that on the album. Huh. That how the pressure of that and, you know, and his mom wanting him to do well and taking control of his life to make sure that happens. It's a heavy burden.
What song you want to play?
I want to play Sunday.
This is the one with Frank Ocean?
Yeah. Great. Frank Ocean rapping, not singing.
Cool.
I know it don't seem difficult to hit you up, but you're not passionate about half the shit that you into, and I ain't having it, and we both know that. I don't mean to offend you, I'm just focused today, and I don't know why it's difficult to admit that I miss you, and I don't know why we argue, and I just hope that you listen, and if I hurt you, I'm sorry. The music makes me dismissive. When I'm awake, I'm just drifting. I'm not complaining, it's just to say that I stay pretty busy lately. And I could be misbehaving, I just hang with my niggas. I'm fucking famous if you forgot. I'm faithful despite all what's in my face, in my pocket. And this is painfully honest. And when I say it, I vomit. On cloudy days when I'm salty, I play the hate to the logic. State to state for the profit, it ain't a stain on me, nigga. My mama raised me a prophet, I play for dollar incentive. And where I'm walking is studded, and half retarded, I stumble to where she parked when she visit. I grab the bottle and chug it, I see the car in the distance. I know the dark isn't coming, for the moment, if I could hold it. You see, it seems that all my dreams got dimmer when I stop smoking pot. Nightmares got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. And loving you's a little different, I don't like you a lot. You see, it seems like
I'm coming back, I gotta handle business. Vanished to my sleeper seat, left you at Terminal 3. I meet you down in baggage claim in a couple weeks, a fortnight. When you parade my homecoming, don't cry. You know I can't live in any place I visit. To live and die in L.A. I got my Fleetwood Mac, I could get high every day, but I be sleepy, OCD, and paranoid, so give me Bali Beach, no Molly please, palm, no marijuana trees, yo hickeys on my A order, and tattoos you could only see when I'm playing surfboarder, put whiskey in that salt water, I emptied every canteen, just to wear that straight edge varsity you think's cool, they thought me soft in high school, thank God I'm jagged, forgot you don't like it rough. I mean, he called me a faggot, I was just calling his bluff. I mean, how anal am I gonna be when I'm aiming my gun? And why's his mug all bloody? That was a 3-on-1. Standing ovation at Staples, I got my Grammys in gold. Polka dots on my Brit, I'm not supposed to be stunting. It's all melodic, this song, I catch this vibe in my sleep. But I'm just jet lagged as all, and restless. All my dreams got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. Nightmares got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. Loving you's a little different, I don't like you a lot. I mean, fuck, I don't know what we're about. What good is West Coast weather if you're bipolar? If I'ma need this sweater, I'd rather be where it's cold, where it snows. See how it goes. I put the flowers in bowls, I know they're coming in droves. You'll only miss when it goes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
When it goes.
That's a song in four parts. if you listen the way that the beat changes, the bottom changes twice, the top changes in the second and fourth quarters, plus you have two rappers with wildly different flows.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. It's so good to listen to really, really loud and think really, really hard about it. And that just fits with exactly what these guys are doing, which is just full of internal rhyme and double entendre and, like, complicating the story. Because, you know, Frank Ocean's telling, it's fair to assume, the true story of when Chris Brown and him got in a fight at the parking lot of a recording studio in L.A.
That really pulled me in. I found it, you know, getting that thousand-yard stare as you listen to something.
Because it's soothing. It's calming. But your mind has to work a lot to keep up. And then at the end, when Ocean says he's restless, you're like, oh, damn it. That's true.
Thanks, Franny.
Thank you, guys.
NPR Music's Franny Kelly. Robin, what do you got?
I don't know how to come out of that. I kind of feel like we all just need to sit around and think about things for a while.
Okay,
and I'm done. I have Juana Molina. Do you remember Juana Molina?
Of course, I miss Juana Molina.
Yeah,
Juana
Molina.
It's been 4 or 5 years since there's been a Juana Molina.
Yeah, she is an electronic musician. She's from Argentina. She was a stand-up comedian for a number of years, and she was an actress on TV in Argentina. And I first discovered her, or I should say we first discovered her, all the way back in 2000. I can't believe it's been 13 years ago now, when she put out a record called Segundo. That record, man, that just really rocked my world. And you may remember reviewer Tom Moon picked that for his album of the year for 2000. I thought, well, that's a bold statement. I guess I should go back and check out this record. And it really was amazing. Like Nine Inch Nails, she's back with her first new record in 5 years, the last one she
put out. Maybe they've been off together.
Yeah,
doing something.
This is, and they both put their heads together and said, we need to both kind of get our game together here. And yeah, in 2008, Juana Molina released a record called Un Día, and this is her first one since then. The new record is called WED 21, and maybe stands for Wednesday the 21st, and the song I want to play is called Eras.
Never.
You know, when that first started, we are in a room, we wear headphones, we have speakers in the room, and mm-hmm. when the music came on, it was produced so well that I thought it was coming from the room. Like, I couldn't tell where the sound was coming from. It was so huge mm-hmm. that it could not have been coming out of my headphones.
She makes incredible sounding records. In fact, I'm still digging into this one. That song was called Eras from WED 21, her new album. I'm still digging into it, but she broadens her sort of her sound palette a little bit more on this album. We heard electric guitars on there. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Radiohead, some of Radiohead stuff in there, which is new for her. But Juana Molina, she is one of the first artists I heard that made me rethink how music is made and also made me rethink how I want to make music. When I heard his Segundo back in 2000, now, like I said, I can't believe it's been over a decade ago, I thought, that's the kind of music I want to make. How is she doing that? Because it's just the coolest beats and sounds that she gets out of her gear.
I can only imagine that she thinks sonically as opposed to, I just need a beat. Mm-hmm. In other words, the most important thing is how it sounds in the oral spectrum of things,
right,
and not whether it's going to necessarily make you dance.
Mm-hmm.
But she really reaches for, like a good painter reaches for colors that are just going to suck you in. You mm-hmm. know?
That's a good way of putting it. And I'm so happy to have a new record from her, WED 21. It comes out not until the end of October, October 29th. Maybe we'll see about maybe doing a first listen with this one, maybe.
It's a treat. It's a treat.
What are you going to take us out on? It's been a kind of a weird show.
Yes, I like this. This is a, do you know the Goldberg Sisters?
I do know the Goldberg Sisters, the band, the Goldberg Sisters.
Because they're actually...
It's actually a guy, Adam Goldberg. Do you know much about Adam Goldberg?
Well, only because his sister, with quotes around sister, mm-hmm. Wrote his press release.
Right.
Which meaning he wrote the press release, because there is no sister. And in this wonderful press release, she, Celeste is her name, says, having collaborated with several musicians over the past many years, this time Adam would play every instrument, and then it, in parentheses it says, biting lip on the record. He felt that given the personal nature of and origin of many of the songs, it was appropriate to play all of them himself. I, on the other hand, think he was just being cheap.
Well, he's sort of a modern-day Renaissance man. You know, he's a photographer, he's a musician, he's an actor. He's been in some really phenomenal movies. He was in Saving Private Ryan. He played a soldier, a U.S. soldier in Saving Private Ryan. And the performance, it's just one of the most disturbing, unsettling deaths I've ever seen anyone suffer in film. And now he's got this music, and he obviously has a sense of humor with it. This whole record, this new record, is just so beatily. It's just a phenomenal harmonies and melodies and great songcraft.
It's called Stranger's Mourning. It comes out on September 17th, and we're going to play the song, What?
What?
What? Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Yeah, what a show. I was really just, I didn't know what to make of the day when we started the show off. I was just obviously been very out of it lately. And I'd like to say that this helped, but it really didn't.
Well, I'm about to
I'm
go
more confused than ever now.
Oh, no. Well, I'm about to go another week on vacation. I'm going to dig through my archives more, and we'll talk about that another time. And we have an interview coming soon with Dave Grohl. and
Chris Novoselic
from Nirvana about In Utero.
The 20th anniversary.
It's coming right
How
up.
Did I get so old? The 20th anniversary, otherwise known as How Did I Get So Old, of In Utero.
Take care, man.
Thanks, Bob.
Don't get older. Well, no, do get older, because then...
What?
That's the name of the song.
Yeah. And the track is what?
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Things haven't hatched.